Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney. All about Florida law with attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, Ask an Attorney. Radio show has been on since 1984. I think this is the longest running continual show in Florida with same host, same format. The format is we give out the phone number and listeners call in with legal questions or legal concerns or just everyday problems. It doesn't really have to be a legal problem. Be more than glad to help you if I can. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. Hey, you're either listening or watching on several different formats today. We're broadcasting all over the state of Florida on multiple radio stations. Broadcasting today from the Tampa area. And in Tampa, we're broadcasting on 570, 910, 860, and 930. All of those stations come out of Tampa going in different signals, north, south, east, west. So if you're listening to one of those stations, you're listening to a live show on Saturday morning, July the 6th. Happy 4th of July weekend to everyone, by the way. Hope you're still celebrating our great America nation we live in. All right, so if you have a legal question, in Central Florida, 90.3 FM, in Sun City Center, 96.3 FM. In Jacksonville area, we're broadcasting on 600 WBOB. If you have a legal question, though, you have a toll-free number no matter where you're listening. You might be listening on your computer anywhere in the world, actually. We have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. We always like that first call coming in, 877-943-9673. Well, anything exciting happened to you this weekend? Something you just didn't seem quite right? Maybe you've had next door neighbor problems, being too loud, partying too much, keeping you up all night. Maybe you've had experience with road rage. All the drivers going on out there with get so mad. I see so many people going way too fast, passing cars, weaving. Maybe you've had a problem with someone in your family passing away. Maybe you've had problems with your kids and don't know quite what to do. Hey, any type of legal question you have, any type of problem or concern, we either going to answer your question, point you in the right direction, you know, or at least give you some other resources to consider to help you with your problem. Let's go to our first call, David, calling from Jacksonville. Hey, David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about a prenup agreement, you know, before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I have my, you know, all my stuff in a revocable living trust. You know what that is.
Yes.
And I have 5 children, 12 grandchildren, and my wife has passed, and I'm considering remarrying. And can you give me some advice on a prenup?
Well, I think it's definitely a good thing to have on a second marriage.
Yes.
And the problem is, a better way to answer this question is, what happens if you don't have one?
I have friends.
Yeah, so if you don't have one, your spouse has an automatic spousal rights that come into play.
Right.
One example would be, you die, she could sell your home,
mm-hmm.
take half the proceeds. She could choose to live in your home for life.
Right.
So if you want to give her, for example, you wanted her to have a home to live in for a year or two, you really couldn't do that because of her spousal rights unless she waived her rights,
mm-hmm.
And then you could do what you want to do. And just because a person waives their rights to your estate,
yes,
you can override that with what you want to do in a will or trust.
Okay.
The beauty of being able to do that is you can change your mind.
Right.
I mean, that's good on your side, maybe not good for your spouse's side. Your spouse also could get 30% of the rest of your estate, including retirement accounts, jointly held accounts, names of other beneficiaries on accounts. Spouse can move right in, basically, and contest your estate, live or sell your home and take half the proceeds, live in it for life and take 30% of the rest. What a premarital agreement does is basically would waive, most agreements, a spouse would waive all of those rights on both sides. You would waive your rights to her estate. She would waive your rights to hers, but then you can take care of one another. The longer you're married, of course, the more you might want to do for your spouse with a will or trust.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm with you. In other words, it's just kind of, you stayed out exactly, in other words, I would want all the money to stay in, you know, in the trust, and then just give her an allowance, so to speak, every month to live. And yeah,
what some people do in that regard would be to give her, say, I want 1/3 of my estate held for the benefit of my wife and distribute as follows.
Oh, okay.
And then, there are multiple ways to do this. I'm just giving you one example.
Yeah.
The 1/3 that's held would give her a monthly amount. Let's say you give her $2,000 or $3,000 a month,
right,
out of that 1/3. But then if she dies before it's all used up, then it could go to your children.
Then it goes, just stays in the
trust. Yeah. So maybe the whole third wouldn't be used up.
Okay. I'm with you. That's good. Yeah, that's the way I have it written for my children, is they're, you know, that they're going to get some every month.
Because, and do you have a corporate trustee to do that?
I have, a local attorney that's what he specializes in, yes.
Okay.
He's done a good job on my trust. I just didn't know, I guess the hardest part is how I want to marry you, but here's the deal, and I guess she'll be okay with that.
Yeah, we'll discuss that with your attorney. I mean, your attorney, estate planning attorneys also sometimes do family law agreements, premarital agreements, postmarital agreements.
Yeah.
Or working with someone that, you know, can do that for you.
Yeah, because I want to do all that ahead of time, of course, all right, well, good. I don't know. It's just, it's an area that I haven't been in, that I haven't had experience with, so I need you folks to help me.
When I'm talking to my clients about something like that, the advice I give basically sometimes depends on who has the most money.
Now, right.
If she was much wealthier than you, then you might not want a premarital agreement.
Yeah, or we could both have one since we both have children.
So, but my advice, I always want to know who has the most money before I give advice on that question.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know, because if she had twice as much as you do, you might not want to waive your rights. And then it depends on how much she wants to get married.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I see what you're saying. Well, we have a good relationship, so I think we can talk through it.
You know, and sometimes the spouse that has the most money doesn't have children, and they don't really care, about a premarital agreement, too.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. There's so many avenues in there of, that's why you guys really ask us all the questions.
That's the key. Asking questions. All right.
Yeah, asking questions. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. If you have a legal question, the phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. And, I would think it's a very good idea later in life when you're getting married for the second or third time, particularly. And sometimes even if you've you're single for a long, long time, built up a nice estate, I think it's good to have a premarital agreement going into the marriage. You can always counsel it later. You can override provisions in a will or a trust of what you want to do. And the good part about that is you can change that. You can increase what you want to do. You can decrease what you want to do. You can eliminate what you want to do. All of your options are in play. With when you have a premarital agreement, those rights are waived, but you can do other things to take care of it. So I think as you enter into a marriage with assets that you want to protect for family members, premarital is definitely a good document to have. Now, we do have a family law attorney on our staff who does premarital agreements, and she's probably done them all over the state of Florida. Some of the offices that she, I come to the Jacksonville office on a regular basis. So if this was happening in my Jacksonville office, I would take down the information. I would basically be your contact, but we give her all the information, let her talk to you as well. And there's a little questionnaire we send out on premarital agreements as a starting point. And you might not ever meet with her personally, but you'd be meeting with me to get the information because she doesn't come to Jacksonville. So that's how we work that. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney on this July 4th weekend. Glad to be here. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. I was meeting with a widow, a recent widow, this past week, one of my offices, and her husband had just gone through a long illness and had died. I think he was about 10 years older than her, and they were living in a retirement community. And the wife was telling me that the husband was very concerned about what would happen after he would die. And she was a young, attractive, young widow, you know, 62, I think. What would happen to all of his money that she would now get? And so there are ways to deal with all of those type of issues in estate planning, in pre- and post-marital planning. This particular case, I don't think the gentleman had any children, and the wife would have gotten everything anyway, and I'm sure he would want her to have everything. He's just a little bit worried about other men enjoying his wife and his money after he would pass on. All right, phone lines are open. I'm Joe Pippin, Attorney Joe Pippin, Ask an Attorney all about Florida law since 1984. The longest running shows in Florida, if not the longest. And if you have a legal question, we're here to help you in any way we possibly can. Your question can be just about any area of law. If I know the answer, we'll quickly share it with you. If I don't know the answer, then we have resources where we can get those questions for you. So how do you modify? You do a premarital agreement, since that was my first question. You do one, and then you want to cancel the agreement. Hey, you both can do a document to revoke the agreement. You want to modify the agreement. You just do an amendment. As long as you both agree, you can amend or revoke the agreement. It's very easy to do. You can also put provisions in a will or trust to override the document. So here's a question. Can a spouse, the most common ways that wills and trusts get contested are undue influence or incompetence. So can a spouse unduly influence the other spouse when you're doing a will or a trust? Usually that you see that as a problem that can be overcome if the spouse that was doing documents was being unduly influenced when they were marginally competent. In other words, they had a plan all along to give everything to their children. On their last days, when they are not as competent as they could be, and they were influenced to change everything to leave to a spouse. How would that work? Well, there's no 100% black and white answer on that. Every case is kind of looked at. I do think it is possible where a spouse can unduly influence the other spouse, particularly in their last days and days that they were under heavily medicated and weren't thinking properly. The most common question we get, basically, I think, in the state of Florida is my out-of-state will good in the state of Florida? I know I meet two or three clients at least a week with that particular question. Is my out-of-state will good in Florida? So we take a look at the will, and the will could have some problems out of state. The very first sentence of the will says that you're a resident of another state. The witness may or may not be witnessed and notarized properly under Florida law to become what's self-proving. So if you have an out-of-state will, the answer is it really should be reviewed. It should be have an attorney look at it and ask you questions. There are multiple things that an attorney would look for in out-of-state wills to make sure it's going to work in Florida. Who is the personal representative? Would they now qualify in Florida? For example, suppose you have a will drawn and your best friend in New Jersey was named as the personal representative. In fact, I had one of these this week. A person came in, they had a will drawn in New Jersey. Their best friend was the personal representative. They did a will a long, long time ago when their kids were minors, minor children. So they named the, of course, the children are not minors any longer. So all the provisions about the guardianship, who would be the guardian of the children, would not apply. But also the best friend in this case will not qualify as a personal representative. In Florida, the statutes say the personal representative of a will must be a Florida resident or blood relative. Of course, they have to be at least 18. They cannot be convicted of a felon. So there are some requirements who the personal representative in the state of Florida must be. Now, does that same thing apply to a trust? No, the trustee could be basically anywhere, anywhere, anybody, anywhere. They can be your best friend in another state, could be the trustee of a trust, for example. Hey, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. The format of the show is you, the listener, calling with your legal questions or comments. And we have a live show going back and forth between the host, myself, and you, the listener, with your legal questions or concerns or problems. You do have open lines right now, and you have a toll-free number at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. And we are taking your call and trying to help you if you have a legal question or concern. So suppose you have children. Suppose you have an estate that you would not want to distribute outright to your children. You'd want them to make sure they enjoy it, not waste it for a period of time. How do you do that? Well, you simply don't, like the first question, you set up an allowance. You set up a distribution lasting over a period of time. So the distribution could be 10 years, 1/10, 1/9, 1/8. It could be a monthly allowance until it runs out. It could be multiple ways to distribute money over a period of time to children. So if you have a question about some special circumstance, we deal all the time with children with drug addictions, special needs, spendthrifts, deal with children who have not spoken, maybe the parents went through a divorce a long time ago, children took sides with the other parent, haven't spoken to the parent that's in my office right now talking to me about what to do about his children, how to leave the money, should he leave the money, if he did, would it be under the influence of his ex? And that's a big question sometimes, too. My children would just give all the money to my ex-wife or husband. How do I prevent that? All kinds of issues in estate planning that come up as questions. And if you have one yourself, I'd love to talk to you this morning. You're listening to a live show, July 6th, 2019. And you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. And phone lines are open again at 877-943-9673. One of the questions we get is, can I put my home or real estate in a trust? And can I put timeshares or properties in other states other than the state of Florida in my trust? And the answer is yes to all of those. And if you have a living trust, you definitely want to put land in there if you have land or timeshares or in other states, because you just have multiple probates in different states. Land has to be probated where it's located. All right, let's go to Robert calling from Georgia.
Yes, Joe. Good morning. I love the show.
Thank you. Are you listening on the Jacksonville station?
Yeah, to AM 600.
Yeah, okay.
My question, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to hang up and listen on the radio. Can a person make their own personal will without the spouse's knowledge?
Can they do that? Sure. Now, would the provisions in the will, don't hang up because I might have a few questions for you. Would the provisions in the will be valid? So you could do a will, you could come to an attorney, so you live in Georgia, so you need a Georgia attorney. You could go see a Georgia attorney and say, I want to leave everything to my children. However, that, and I don't know the laws in Georgia, so I can't really
let's assume it's in Florida.
Yeah, but you can do a will that left everything to your children, but that doesn't prevent your spouse from exercising the spousal rights. So,
okay, but you can do this without your spouse's knowledge.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the question would it be valid when you die, though? So you can go anywhere and do a will, and your wife wouldn't know, but when you die, she's got spousal rights, so if that will gets presented and she's been omitted, she could exercise her spousal rights.
Okay, that answers my question, eh?
Okay, we have a good weekend. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Ron in Sarasota. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Listen, quick question. In preparing a will and or a trust, how complicated is it to the extent that if you have bank accounts and you have, say, several, do those have to be identified, and do you have to change those accounts in order to get them in the trust, or you just give you where they are and then it's taken care of?
All right, so I call a trust a bucket. So you come in to me and I create a living trust for you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a bucket that you can put assets in, or some people call it a safe or a box, whatever. You have a vehicle now to have to be able to transfer assets to. So you can, it's optional what you put in your bucket. But to get things in the bucket, you have to take a copy of your trust to the bank, and you have to tell them now you have a living trust, and they're going to change your account name to include the word trustee after your name, with the date of the trust. So you basically have to go do that yourself at the bank. There's no urgent timeline that you do this right after you do the trust. But you do it. If you open up a new bank account, you just tell them you have a trust, and they're going to, instead of Ron Smith, it's going to be Ron Smith, trustee, and the date of the trust.
So then you create the document that says how you set the names on the trust, and then you take that document to your bank or your stockbroker, wherever you're putting these items into the trust, and then they will automatically change the wording on how the account is held, and that takes care of it.
Yes, sir.
Very good. I was in to see you once. I definitely want to do it, and I will be calling you. I think you explained it very well, and my wife and I were both very happy with you. So thank you very much.
Well, very good. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. So the very important part, let me give out the phone numbers. Lines are open again. A little bit more halfway through the show. If you want to give me a call, I'd love to talk to you on this 4th of July weekend. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. Very glad to be here on this holiday weekend. A lot of times, and the phone number for you to call before I get into that, 877, lines are open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. A lot of times on the 4th of July weekend, I play a previous show. I host it with Pastor Ken Witten, senior pastor of Idlewild Baptist Church. We did a show on Christian Founding Fathers, Christian Nation, question mark, Christian Founding Fathers, question mark. So we did a show there that I really enjoy doing. I think it's one of the better shows. A lot of times on a holiday, I'll have a pastor come in and we'll do something special. And that was one of the very, very special shows that I did, I think, and I like to rerun that on some holidays. If the 4th of July was on a Saturday morning, I'd definitely play it. If the 4th of July is on a Friday morning, I'd probably definitely play it. And if the 4th of July was Sunday, I'd probably play it. But when you're a couple of days off, this week I made a decision just to come in and do the show. So glad to be here, though. Be glad to take your call. Toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Let's go to Rissa, Teresa in Pensacola. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question.
You go right ahead.
Okay. I'm a renter, and my landlord has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the property that I'm in was listed into a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I guess the remaining family members, I guess, are grandchildren.
Yeah. So you'll be dealing with the successor trustee of the trust. So if the owner of the property created a trust, he would name a successor trustee to him or herself to now take over the property, and that's the person you'll be dealing with.
Okay. Now, if one now Shirley passed away after Bruce did, and like I said, there was family on both sides in which the original trust was made out
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're finally getting answers, I guess. Well, I'm getting answers on who my rent check is to be made out to.
The property owned by the trust will be made out to the trust.
Would it be made out to, according to the tax records, it's still owned by Bruce and Shirley? Now I'm asked to make it out to Shirley's trust. Does that sound weird?
No, I think an attorney should look on the county records for you to verify how the property's titled. It could very you could also check the probate records in the county where the deceased died.
Uh huh.
So if you told me the person had a trust, but the property would have had to be entitled to the name of the trust.
Right, which would be Bruce and Shirley. Now I'm being okay, and then Bruce passed away. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so now if it was just jointly held property between husband and wife and not in a trust, then the will of the deceased would have to go through probate. And in the interim, the check would be made payable to the estate of the last to die.
Oh, so it goes into an estate.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But I would have an attorney look in the county records to verify of how the property was owned.
Okay, because according to the tax records and everything, it's still under Bruce and Shirley. But they're asking, I'm being
and
asked
was
to
the
make
last
my
to die?
Rent checks to Shirley.
Well, Shirley was the last to die.
Correct.
So it would be, Shirley would have been the owner. But Shirley's deceased, so the check really, I'm thinking, should be made payable to the estate of Shirley.
Estate of Shirley, not the Shirley Trust?
Well, it would only go to the Shirley Trust if the property was in the trust. Tell the person you talked to, an attorney, which you have now, actually.
Well, hold on. The attorney won't talk to me.
You're talking to an attorney right now, though. Can you listen to me? Can I finish my sentence?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So tell them you've talked to an attorney, which you have. You've talked to me. And the attorney wanted to know if there was going to be a probate estate opened for Shirley. And if the property was in Shirley's name, it was suggested that the check should be made payable to the estate of Shirley.
Okay.
And see how far that conversation, how far you get with that conversation. Because if there's a reason not to do that, they should explain it to you.
Yeah, but
I think any attorney you talk to would tell you if the real estate is in Shirley's name because she was the last one living and the property was jointly held between Bruce and Shirley, now it's all Shirley's, and if she died, now the property's in a deceased person's name and the check should be made payable to the estate of Shirley.
Now what happens if that attorney won't talk to me?
Well, you can hire your own attorney to look on the county records themselves and see if they come up with the same answer. And you could also just write a check made payable to have the personal representative. Who's calling you? Somebody from Shirley's estate? Who's actually, who's telling you to do the check to Shirley?
An attorney.
Oh, well, that attorney's talking to you. Have him send you that in writing. Tell him I need a written letter from you telling me how to address the check. Don't do things verbally. Take all actions on based something in writing.
Well, he sent me a letter to send the money to the Shirley Trust. But how do I know that's legit? Because I don't want another family member saying, I want my rent money.
Well, okay, so I would have another attorney look at the public records, or maybe correspond with the attorney to verify it was in the trust if the county records are showing otherwise.
Look at public records?
I would have an attorney look at the public records for you and or call the attorney to verify that's the way it should be after they look at the county records.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have,
thank you.
Hope that helps. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Dan in St. Pete.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, Joe, my will is 7 years old with power of attorney and health care surrogate and all that. Is that still legal? I mean,
just a will, or do you have a trust, too?
No trust, just a will.
Do you own a home?
Yes.
Is it a single-family home or a manufactured home?
Single.
And do you want your home to go through a probate proceeding?
I do not.
All right. So first of all, you might have everything reviewed and discussed the possibility of doing a trust. If you decided to keep a will, then your will is probably fine. And you would not have to renew the will unless you had changes. But power of attorneys, in my opinion, should be updated about every 3 or 4 years.
Okay. All right. I was just concerned because I can recall, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought you stated there were some changes in power of attorney about 3 to 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Power of attorney should be updated.
Oh, okay. So it should be updated.
So if I were you, I would go into an attorney. Now, we don't charge anything to review documents. We have a flat fee for a will as a power of attorney is like $125. So you could get your power of attorney, you could get your will reviewed, and you could have a trust discussion. And actually, our first meeting doesn't cost anything if you just want to talk. You could go back to, if you're happy with the attorney that did the will to begin with, you go back to that attorney and discuss the new power of attorney and what a trust would benefit you, and have that discussion with your existing attorney.
Okay. All righty. All right, well, thank you for your time and your expertise.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Teresa in Lakeland.
I wanted to know, I have two term policies. They run out in about, well, next December, not this December, but another year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been paying $34 on one and $58 on the other. And you know what? One's on me and one's on my ex-husband. I've kept them current.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little discouraged because after the next year, if neither one of us die, they just, we've just paid, I've just paid in for all the, for 20 years. They told me that they'll go up to $500 and something a piece.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 20 years. Of course, I can't afford that. So what do I do? Just walk away from it?
Well, the benefit of a term policy is they're a lot cheaper than like a whole life policy.
Correct.
So if it's going to go up past more than you can afford, then you don't have any other choice unless you can convert the policy to some type of whole life policy.
Yeah, and then they're real expensive. Okay. I think you just walk away.
Well, that's what you bought when you, you know, when you originally bought it, that's what you bought.
Yeah, that's right. So. Okay. So, and another thing, my home is in my name and my mother's name. My mother is 84. My daughter's 23. If something happens to me, of course, the house would go right to my mother because it's in her name. But what, can my daughter do anything to try to get the home? Or the money if my mom sells it?
Well,
I only have one child.
All right, so the question really depends upon if there are any what I call magic words behind your name and your mother's name. So, for example, does it say just your name and just her name?
Correct.
Or does it say joint with right of survivorship? Or does it say tenants in common? Or are there no words after your name?
I'd have to look on that. Say those three again?
So the question is, if it's joint with right or survivorship, no doubt goes to your mother, and your daughter has no rights.
Okay.
If it says tenants in common, then you own half, and half would be in your estate when you died, and your daughter would be entitled to half through a probate proceeding. So it really kind of depends on the magic words on the deed behind the two names.
On the deed, okay. I'll go check that. I think it's just my name and my mom's name, but it has to have another magic word, you're saying?
Yeah, if it doesn't have any language behind the names, then it's probably tenants in common, which means you own half, she owns half.
Yeah, my mom and I, yeah. Okay. And, your daughter would be entitled
to half through probate.
She'd have to what?
If it just has, it doesn't have the magic words of right of survivorship on it, then most likely you would own half and your daughter would be entitled to that half. Do you have a will that leaves everything to your daughter?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I would do a will at least. Maybe if you go see an attorney, they can tell you how the property is titled and whether you can put your half in a trust to avoid probate.
Yeah, okay, so my daughter would get my half of the half. Okay.
Yep.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And we do have offices in Lakeland, by the way. So.
Oh, what's the name of it?
Well, I'll give you the toll. We have a Polk County phone number, of course.
Yeah.
863-422-1370. I go to Extension 200. I'm in Lakeland at least once a week. So.
Okie dokie. And your name?
Joe Pippin.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you. Let's go to, let's give out the phone numbers. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to call, be glad to take your call at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Let's go to John in Palm Harbor.
Hey, Joe, this is John. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And you?
Not bad. Calling just because I'm getting to a point where I need to start looking at some things down the road a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my mother had a trust when at one point when she was getting a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out when is the right time to set up a trust. And, you know, I know you got to go see like an estate planner type attorney, but just kind of curious about the whole thing about a trust, if that's the best route to take to avoid probate, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I would say that's what most of my clients do is a trust. And also, we don't charge for a first consult where we go over the options that you have.
All right.
And also, we have a free large estate planning poster sheet that I'd be glad to mail you if you want something to look at before you get started.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, so when you hang up, I'll give out the phone number for everybody that can you can get that.
Okay.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. There's not that big of a cost difference between a will and a trust.
Okay.
And the benefit is great, I think, because you avoid the probate process. Our minimum probate fee is like $2,500. And
right.
And the cost of probate could be another $500 or $600. And you can do, as a single person, you can do a trust package for $695 in our office, which includes the trust, the deed of your home to the trust, the durable power of attorney, health care, surrogate living will. All those things are included in the fee. And we can do the get everything done for you in a week or less. So then you won't have to worry about it. You can think about something else.
And when's the best time to do that, or does it matter?
No, I would, the sooner the better.
Okay.
I was reading the newspaper here at the radio station, and my producer was standing behind me, and he came in, and I was got paused in the obit page, and I said, "Look, the first obit here is somebody who died that was 44 years old in today's paper," and I said, "You know, you never know about life, people." People can go anytime for any reason. And there's no reason to put off estate planning. I mean, what difference is it going to make to you if you do it today or 5 years from now? Well, you might not make 5 years. It's going to be not easier to understand. You might get sick and not have the energy even to go do it. And why not just get it done and over with?
And then along with that, I would have to have someone be the executor of that.
Yeah, well, personal representative, it's called in Florida. If you had a trust, that same person could be the successor trustee of the trust.
Yeah, because I've got four children that three of them are in Florida and one's up in West Virginia.
Yeah, well, they don't have to be in Florida to be the personal representative or trustee.
Okay.
So what you do is pick the most responsible one to handle things.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people would do.
That makes sense.
All right.
All right. That gives me a great head start. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to give you the address of how everyone can get this poster sheet that's interested in it. So you
Have a local office in Clearwater, Palm Harbor area?
Yeah, I have an office in Largo.
Okay.
Right on East Bay, right on the major road.
I know where you're at then.
Okay.
For the most part. Very good. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. For all those wanting to have the free estate planning poster sheet, I'd love to mail it to you. You can get it one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. You can email me for it at Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y-P-I-P. joeatty.com. That's joeatty.com. You can text me for it at 727-667-3967. Let's go to, let's see, we just talked to John in Palm Harbor. Let's go to Bob in Jacksonville. Hey,
hello.
Bob.
Bob, good morning. Sorry, good morning, Joe. I'll try and articulate this as briefly as possible. My sister, and you taught me this a little bit in the past also, and tremendous. My sister became the executor of my mother's estate about a little over 2 years ago. Ever since then, she has done everything possible to block my brothers and I, who are the other heirs in addition to her, from we've been denied access to the house that's part of the estate. We've been denied and blocked from getting any kind of information from banks, insurance companies, all that sort of thing. The commissioner of accounts seems to be satisfied with just taking only her word about the particulars of the estate. And now she, that we believe that she's basically milked the estate of whatever value is there. She's talking about she just wants to walk away from it all. So what I'm curious about is where is the line between what would be a civil action and a criminal action for what we believe has happened, pretty much know what has happened, and especially in the event where I really cannot afford a lawyer. And don't know that I would, I mean, why would I need one if it's not a civil action?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever get notice of the inventory of the estate?
We did, and it was ridiculous. Her inventory was that the total household contents, and this is just an average middle-class family, total household contents was $2,000. And, I mean, my mother had, you know, the usual stuff, jewelry, furnishings, that sort of thing. A lot of that seems to have disappeared from what we can tell, because, like I say, we've been denied access to anything. And
do you know for a fact that your mother didn't have joint accounts with your sister? Because they wouldn't be required to be on the inventory or go through probate.
I don't know that. She's telling, and my mother was a career banker, she's telling us that my mother had an account with $45 in it or something to that effect. We know for a fact she had a fair amount of jewelry because my wife and I gave it to her as presents over the years, and there's no accounting of that. There was no detail in the accounting whatsoever, just a statement.
You can hire an attorney to kind of force a deposition where she would have to bring in different accounts and so forth. You might have to file a lawsuit against the estate where then you'd have the authority to subpoena records from the bank. You do have some options, but they'll all be probably fairly costly.
And that's my concern, because simply I'm putting kids through school and I don't have an extra $5,000 or $10,000 to do them. And it's not that the estate is huge in itself, and it's not even at this point about the money. It's pretty much about the way it's been handled or mishandled and just some accountability for that. But
I'd be glad to talk to you a bit more off the air. If you want to call my office number, I'd be glad to talk to you.
I appreciate that. I have that number.
All right. Thank you. Sir. All right.
Appreciate you.
All right. Well, today I get to do something special. That get to go celebrate. I'm hosting, but I also get to go celebrate my parents' 75th wedding anniversary. You know how rare that is? Because I went to a Party City store looking for, you know, some things to make the party a little bit more special. And guess what? They don't have any 75-year anniversary balloons. They don't have any 75-year-old happy anniversary banners. They don't have any 75-year anniversary napkins and all the other little things you might want to buy. So when that happens, you have to kind of get creative, which I did. But looking forward to Mom and Dad, love you. Looking forward to spending a nice lunch celebration with you and your friends today. Hey, thanks for listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. You have a...